Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, well, I would love to hear from you about whatever it is that's on your mind. Somebody is a little bit slower than we are because we had mentioned, last week that it was only, what did we figure out? 20 Fridays or something till Christmas. And somebody did today on the air, when I was getting ready to go on the air, somebody was saying it's only 120 days, so it's 4 months from yesterday. But I think ours is cooler. You know, we were there before they were, so there, ha ha ha. All right, so I have a quick story to tell you about sharing. Just because I've decided the world falls into two categories, right? People who make lists and people who don't. No, that's a joke. And I have two stories to tell you about it. One was a bunch of years ago, I went out for dinner with a guy. And basically, I'm one of those people that not only will I convince my dinner companion to give me bites, but I'll convince perfect strangers. I've actually done that of, wow, that really looks good. And people have said, oh, yeah, you want to try it? Yeah, I do. So admittedly, it's probably my least adorable characteristic, but nevertheless. Okay, so this guy, I went out for dinner with him, and he let me, you know, I said, oh, can I try that now? Oh, yeah, sure. And about 3 months later, or maybe it was longer than that, because we really turned out to not be very compatible in terms of a romantic attachment. We kept in touch with one another. And so I sort of went to get something off his plate, and he stabbed me with his fork. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I don't share. And I said, what you did before? And he said, that's when I was going to try and nail you. What a male point of view. I'm making Manny responsible for all men. In fact, I was talking yesterday about the fact on the subway when it's really hot and it's really crowded that guys not only do not give you their seat, which I actually can understand. I mean, if we're going to be equal, we should be equal. But they sit, so they take up two spaces. And I actually took a kind of clandestine photo. I'll send it to you and we'll put it up on the website. Of just the seat across from me was a random time. And you can see there are about five men and two or three women. All the women, we're all sitting with our knees absolutely touching. Our left knee is touching our right knee. Then all the guys are spread. Right? So I met Manny has a lot to answer for. And Trevor, as a co-representative of the male species, you have a lot to answer for as well. I think Manny just played the closing music early yesterday, so he didn't have to answer for it. But so I'll send you the picture, right? Because I took a picture yesterday. All right. So here's my other story about sharing, which doesn't actually nail men at all. All right. Here's the deal. So I had breakfast this morning with two wonderful women from Habitat for Humanity, which I think is a great organization. And as you know, that's Jimmy Carter's deal. And so we talked a little bit about Jimmy, and one of the women has worked in this cabinet and knows him very well, and so we all ordered for breakfast. I'm going to give a speech for them next month, and they want me to do some work on a board, and so I've supported them for a long time. They're a great organization. I've actually hammered and drywalled with them. So I'm much better at raising money than I am at putting up sheetrock, but you know, I'll do anything. So we all ordered, and I said, look, the Eggs Benedict at this place are probably the best that you'll ever have. So one of the women ordered Eggs Benedict. One just said, you know, I just want bacon and eggs, and I had oatmeal. So at the end, the food comes, and of course the Eggs Benedict have truffles on them, and which is, they are really wonderful. And so so I said, one of the women, she's purring over her food. She said, this is the best. And I said, yeah, you should actually convince, I said to the other woman, you should actually convince her to give you a bite. And she said, I'm going to. And all of a sudden we look up and her plate is completely bare, right? She's eaten every last drop. And So we decided that the word Benedict had, we were going to now call her Benedict from now on. She's going to have to live with that. And so the other woman was saying, well, gee, that's a real, you know, that I said I was not a very good administrator. And the other woman said she wasn't very good at physics. And we decided that Miss Benedict was not very good at sharing. And I said, no, you know, the other way of looking at that is that she knows what she wants. And, you know, if she was sharing, she'd feel resentful. So, you know, knowing what you want, knowing who you are is perfectly okay. So are you so Trev, are you a sharer?
Reluctant, I imagine.
Yeah, you're a guy.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, fine, you know.
Yeah, if you have to.
Yeah, if I have to, if I must.
Yeah. Well, and see, I'll share everything with everybody. Now, I admit that sometimes, not always, but sometimes when I say, would you like a bite, what I'm really hoping is that there will be some reciprocity involved. Not always. I know that would be a little manipulative, right? But so it's not always. But sometimes, and I must tell you that if somebody says, yes, I'd like a bite, and they don't offer me something, I don't say, well, I mean, you know, where's the reciprocity here? I just sort of accept that I've been had. So maybe we should put up, are you under what circumstances will you share and under what circumstances will you not share? But you have to be, folks, you have to give me details. You can't just say, when I like it, I won't share. You can't do that. All right? You folks, we just have to put up, be specific at the top of the Facebook page. But I will send you the pictures of the guys because it was just so funny. I just looked over and I thought, see, this actually proves what I said. All righty, 855. No, you know, it's always a little iffy to take sort of clandestine pictures with your cell phone on the subways. You just don't know how people are going to respond to that. And there was one guy who was making everybody very nervous. I think he was probably autistic at the time because he was talking very loudly. And he didn't have his headphones on, so he wasn't singing. He wasn't really talking to anybody. And you could see people just kind of being uncomfortable. And I kept thinking, you know, it's okay. He's not going to harm anybody. He's just in his own little world. So, which doesn't mean everybody who's autistic does that. Don't send me emails. All right. Today is kind of one of those weird days in history. All right. It's Make Your Own Luck Day. And, I'm a great believer in that. The people who are the luckiest always seem to be the hardest working. If you ever notice that coincidence? Uh-huh. It's also National Dog Day, which I guess is appropriate because they talk about the dog days of August. I don't think that's what they meant. But it's also National Toilet Paper Day, which I don't know exactly how to deal with that. And it's also National Women's Equality Day. And the reason it's National Women's Equality Day is this was the day that the 19th Amendment took effect, which gave women the right to vote. Right? I know the country's never been the same since. Please don't whine at me. A long time after other countries had done it. All right, it turns out the first written documentation of toilet paper goes back to 6th century China. But Joseph Gaetti is widely credited with having introduced modern toilet paper in the U.S. in 1857. It's called medicated paper. It was the first commercially available paper and was sold in flat sheets. It's evolved a lot over the last 150-plus years, appearing in various plies, colors, textures, scents, and patterns. We all consider it a necessity. There's something, believe it or not, called the Toilet Paper Encyclopedia. I don't even want to know that. 49% of people chose toilet paper as their number one necessity of stranded on a desert island ahead of food. And 69% agree that the toilet paper is 20th century convenience most taken for granted. It gets its own holiday, which is observed this very day. It marked a new world record for the largest toilet roll manufactured by Charmin. The roll contains over 1 million square feet of paper and measures more than 9 feet in diameter. So there. For any of you who have ever been camping, you know of what I speak. 855-993-7569. Glenn, I'm probably going to get a chance to say hi, and then we're going to take a break, but I'll give you as much time as you need. So, hi.
Hi.
All right, there you go. There's the music. I'll tell you what. Tell me what we're going to be talking about, and then we'll talk about it, all right?
I wanted to challenge the idea of putting fungus on your eggs, for starters, but then I wanted to do something about apocalypticism.
All right, we'll look at both both fungi and eggs and apocalypse all when we return. Can you hardly wait? Me neither. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I can hardly wait to see how we're going to get from fungi on eggs, because people do mushroom omelets all the time, I would point out, to the apocalypse. But Glenn, take it away.
I promise to be pertinent and pull it all together quickly.
I can hardly wait. So, you don't even have to be quick.
Well, I should just explain that the truffles are a type of subterranean fungus, and putting them on eggs Benedict is... I cringed a bit, and not really that fond of hollandaise sauce either. But anyway.
Oh well, honey, don't knock it till you've tried it.
I know I've tried it. It's okay. I'm just as good with bacon and eggs, though. But anyway, and about Manny and we male Y chromosome types and stuff. I'm and sharing and stuff like that. I was just going to point out that all complaints or allegations are all ultimately complaints of selfishness at some level. You know, and it's like, yeah, we're just this whole selfishness.
Saying that you guys, yeah, good point, good point. Well, and you know what? When you say it that way, I'll just tell you a quick story. When I was married and putting husband through graduate school and had no money and whatever, and he came home one day and he said he was going to a going away luncheon, or he had been to a going away luncheon for somebody, and nasty little me said, well, gee, you know, what was your share? And he said it was $30 or something, and $30 at the time was a huge amount of money. And I, in my own whiny little way, said, you know, I brown bag it every day so I can put you through school. And I remember hearing myself and thinking, you're an idiot, Joy, that he is not doing anything wrong, number one. And number two, if you want to have a good lunch, then buy yourself a good lunch. But my whole kind of statement was, I do things for both of us. And if it's lavish and it's not for both of us, I don't do it. And I was wrong. But I think I'm much more indicative of that discrepancy between guys will take care of themselves. And that's not a bad thing. As women, we sort of say, okay, I'm going to take care of you. But the subtext woo-woo is, okay, if I take care of you, you have to take care of me. In the same way that I admitted, even before this conversation, that when I say, gee, do you want a bite? What I'm sort of anticipating and hoping is that you'll say, do you want a bite of my stuff, that you'll reciprocate. And that's the wrong way to do it. First of all, if I want a bite of what you have, I should probably ask for it. And if, you know, that I should share if I want to, not because I feel that it's kind of in my DNA that I have to share, because I don't think men feel the same urgency. And I think you're more right than wrong. There's probably a middle ground between guys doing what they want to do, including playing golf, watching football on the weekends, and women sort of, well, if you love me, you'd want to share routine. Because I think it's true of both of us.
Well, I don't see them as mutually exclusive. Like, I would suggest that one possible way around that is to compartmentalize within the budget a certain amount of utterly discretionary mad money, which either person, and this could be done with time as well, where you're just like, okay, this is mine, and I can do whatever I want with it without being accused of selfishness.
Absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. But I'm just saying that that's sort of how I suggest that people look at money when they're get married or live together, whatever. Absolutely agree with you. But I'm just saying that our basic kind of DNA socialized thing is that you're exactly right, that selfish, and I don't think selfish is necessarily a bad term. It's gotten a bad PR. But I think men tend to be more selfish than women, and I think they're more right than wrong, because you very seldom hear men say, well, if you love me, you do this. Or, you know, I do all this stuff for you. How come you don't do anything for me? Now, you do it occasionally. We know where you do it. But the point being that I think that if you can ask for what you want without being whiny or manipulative, we're probably all going to be in a better place. So I don't disagree with you.
Right,
okay,
right.
So
well,
right, now,
maybe that, when,
I want to see...
That,
go ahead.
The apocalypse. You want apocalypse, right?
Yeah, I definitely want to see how this is going to relate to the apocalypse.
Well, yeah, this doesn't directly relate. I was just commenting on things, topics you had broached at the top of the show.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear that transition. But go ahead.
No, okay. And the reason I called is, I've spoken to you one time a few weeks ago. I was listening to a previous program, and then there's come on, and I had called the other week about woman who was flying to Spokane and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I mentioned that I was going to, I was a news junkie apocalyptic and I was going to go listening to something apocalyptic. And I was curious. I was wondering what, since you're usually dealing with things at the personal level and people's relationships and that sort of thing, but, I'd be interested in hearing you put on your social psychologist hat and hear your response to the notion that there are a lot of people who actually do have an apocalyptic bent and spend time on boards, looking for imminent gloom and doom and stuff. And that, I have what I call my snow day theory of apocalypse. You know, when there's a huge snowstorm, you may get snowed in, but like kids get the benefit of not having to go to school, or you might not even have to go to work. And there's a sense in which this huge debilitating event frees you from your personal mundane, treacherous daily responsibilities.
Okay.
And I am concerned that there's actually some people who, there are a lot of people out there who are kind of bummed out, weary, stressed, taking, SSRIs and stuff like that, who might just think that an apocalypse just might come in handy.
It's an interesting perception. Yeah, I really don't disagree with you. I can give you an example from a friend of mine who I had dinner with on a Friday night, and he called me on a Monday morning and said, "I have 6 months to live. I've just been diagnosed with a kidney. It had to be kidney. Livers, you can't really do anything about. With kidney cancer, renal cancer, and." And what he did during that 6 months, he had surgery, he had all sorts of things, and died 6 months to the day, in spite of all the heroic things that he tried to do. But he spent a lot of money. He bought his mother a house, he bought himself a Porsche, with the idea being, now his was a real apocalypse as opposed to an imagined one, but it was still the same thing of, If there's nothing left to lose, I know people, and I've done the show a couple times. Remember the guy who a couple years ago said that the world was going to end because of the Mayan calendar? And so I said to people, if you know that you only have a month to live, if in fact we're all going to die, what would you do differently? And it was really interesting. The most common thing was that people would stop dieting. They would eat anything they wanted. Some people would travel. But you're exactly right that notion of, okay, if nothing makes any difference anyway, can be freeing. It can be freeing in a positive way if you... And the reason I did it is to give people the chance of what they wanted in their lives. But it also can be destructive in that he was working under the assumption that once you die, all of your debts go away. And that's not true anymore. It turns out that they changed the law a couple of years ago, and your heirs can inherit your debts. So let me keep you on hold and make sure that we've done everything that you wanted to talk about, because you did get us sort of from, I guess, if there was an apocalypse, nobody would share. I would, maybe. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Glenn, who is not a fan of truffles, but is a smart dude and is thinking about the world at large. I just wanted to give you a bit more time since I didn't want to hog your time.
Well, just the idea that I wanted to convey was, I agree that the world is a very tumultuous and cacophonous and place with a lot of problems, but, like, I personally have a lot of things that I, in my daily life, that I want to keep doing. And, yeah. You know, apocalypse would have a tendency to throw a real monkey wrench into that. I think it ruined my whole day. So I think it's better if the people want apocalypse, you know, to occur, even if it was freedom from some of the mundane and stressful and boring things of their daily lives, their mortal coils. But, you know.
I think if most, well, and that was kind of the point of my saying, okay, if the end comes, what are you going to do differently? Because if you start doing those things differently, and they are not either illegal, immoral, or just plain stupid, then presumably you're improving your life. It's, the reason it's interesting, believe it or not, that your discussion of apocalypse actually came up at breakfast with the truffles. So I actually, well, I must say with all due respect, your transition was a little iffy, that you actually picked up.
I never promised to do that perfectly.
All right. Well, listen, I'm about to help you out, baby cakes. Here's the deal. During this breakfast with the sharing and the truffles, one of the women confided in me that she had gone through the loss of a partner and her father within 2 weeks. And one of the other women said, you know, how did you deal with that? And I said two things. She said, well, I think it somehow I found, you know, it changed me. And I said, no, I don't think it changed you. I think it just allowed you to be in touch with things that you felt before. That I'm one of those people who think if crummy things are going to happen, and sooner or later they are going to happen to all of us, you're better to have them condensed for a whole bunch of reasons. First of all, it spoils less of your life, number one. Number two, they're probably going to learn a lot more from the condensation of a whole bunch of stuff. And number three, I think that happiness, and so the other woman said, well, do you think, and I said to her, I think you were probably strong before that, and this just gave you an opportunity, which I think is one of the other advantages of condensation. Not only is it efficient, but it gives us much more of a sense of accomplishment. You know, if you run up a set of stairs, that's one thing. If you run up the stairs to the Philadelphia Library, that's another thing. And so having a bunch of stuff happen, instead of thinking, woe is me, what you can do is say, wow, look what I was able to accomplish. And so the other woman said, well, how do you think people are born with that kind of resilience? And I said, well, maybe a little bit, but I truly think that happiness is a choice, that you can really choose to say, oh my gosh, you know, I've had all this death, and I, you know, how am I going to go on? Or you can say, you know what, these things happen, and I did have the advantage of being able to say goodbye to both, that I knew it ahead of time, it was not sudden, it was not much fun, but, you know, that I derived some strength from it. None of us are getting out of alive. So believe it or not, Glenn, I just made your transition from truffles to tragedy. So I just thought I would help you out there.
And there's certainly something to be said for therapeutic grieving, and different people have different grieving styles. Some be more private, some, you know, like a confidant, you know.
Yeah, well, I think it's, the style is not, and what I said was that one of my little sort of theories is that you embrace the sorrow so you can let it go. But you have to embrace it. And the advantage about, I told them an example. I had a couple of weeks ago, I just had one of those days that you think the entire universe is punishing you for some unbeknown sin. And I knew, you know, in my logical mind, I know, come on. But that isn't what my gut felt. My gut felt, oh. So I had a phone call that I had to make to a friend, which was a very difficult phone call, of saying, look, have you thought about this? And I knew it was not going to be popular, but part of my deal of friendship, part of my definition and self-definition is you do the tough stuff, that you'd want your friends to do it for you, you do it for them. So, and I thought, look, today has been such a horrible day, I might as well just get the phone call taken care of. And I did. And so I'm a great fan of, if you have a whole bunch of awful things that need to be done, or a whole bunch of awful things that have happened, condense them, get through them, and feel the strength that you did from getting through them, and then you go on with your life. So, and maybe these folks are thinking about the apocalypse, are not only thinking it as freeing them, which I don't disagree with, but maybe they're also sort of feeling like they can measure themselves against disaster and come out the other side. And I think there is, you know, the bring it on theory of life, that, you know, that I did it. And we were also talking about Katrina, which is the 10-year anniversary, I think, this week. And we're talking about World Trade Center and all those kinds of things, where if you can survive unforeseen tragedies, that you come out on the other side with truly, as I think, a sense of strength and purpose and accomplishment. So I did get you from Truffles to Tragedy. Pardon?
Nietzsche would be proud.
Well, thank you. That's
Nietzsche. Yeah.
Yes. German philosophers are certainly, you know, I look listen, if you can impress a German philosopher, you can impress anybody.
Glenn. Yeah, there's I got to go. I did want to leave with one this parting compliment. I appreciate the way that you, in a very non-hyped manner, help people isolate the various variables of what they're going through and address them methodically, one by one, in a very thoughtful and well-rounded fashion. So
thank you, sir.
A refreshing change of pace for me.
Welcome aboard, and thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And again, to wear both sociologist and a psychologist hats at the same time. So, and not to mention my chef toque. Glenn, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Casper, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Great to talk to you, Dr. Joy.
Thank you, Casper. How am I going to help you?
Call. I guess I'll begin. We have a friend, and she's 40,
okay.
And her husband is 50. And she, in the past year, started to have a crush on one of our other common friends who's 30, and he's gay, and she knows that. And at first we thought she was just kidding, and, you know, it was serious, but over time we found out that she was very much, I guess, in love, and that every time we talked about this person, she would start crying. And I guess we're at a point that we don't know what to tell her.
All right, back me up a little bit. All right, so there's a group of people
right.
who know the 40-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, and one of the guys is gay. And how has this woman expressed her infatuation with him? What has she said or done?
We have hung out together, and we went dancing together, and you know they were hanging out friendly, and that was it. I think. The gay guy was just, you know, dancing friendly with her and
sure.
very caring. And then she just started to fall in love.
Well, how do we know that? What has she said or done that make you assume, make that part of what's going on?
She has said comments like, you know, every time I think about him, you know, I start crying and I can't get over him and I know he can't like me back, but she is still going for it. And it's been going on for like the whole year. And
all right. So all right, everybody continues to hang out?
No.
Yeah, that's got to be uncomfortable for him.
Yeah, the gay one kind of unfriended her on Facebook.
Ooh. Well, that's not real subtle. All right, has the husband been involved in the group at all or not?
No.
All right, well, that's one of the possibilities, is to include him in the group so she can't separate out those two parts of her life. Let me ask you the question here. Is it more that it's troublesome for example, you or other people in the group who are being treated as a confidant, or is it more uncomfortable? Well, you've already sort of answered the question that it's uncomfortable for the one guy.
Right.
So... Are you her major confidant here? Has she come to you about it?
No, I'm just one of the few friends that she has brought. She's told us about it.
Okay. What have you said back to her?
I don't think something helpful. I just told her, you know, he's gay. You know, it's not possible. You're married. I know you're not happy in your marriage right now because you guys work different shifts. And I know that, you know, she had a very strict life when she was growing up, so she didn't really date a lot of people before she got married.
Okay.
But I don't think the guy...
Well, I think you're on the right track. It probably makes more sense. I mean, you could certainly never call me, but I do think you're on the right track. What I would say is, listen, has it occurred to you that falling in love with somebody who's completely unobtainable is really safe? And that's, you know, that's going to probably sort of set her back a little bit. And she's going to say, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unless she's already figured it out, which she very well may. All right. Let's sort of stop at that point. I'll be right back to you of safety and fantasy and what point they have in her life and how you might help her to be able to acknowledge that. And so be a really sort of good influence in her life. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Casper, who has, the particulars are a little unusual, but it's certainly not completely out of the realms of possibility that somebody in the group gets a crush on somebody else in the group and makes it really uncomfortable, especially if that person's married, which is the case here. Casper's got an additional complication in that the person that the woman has decided to have a crush on is gay. And so, and I think Casper really, your instincts are all right of going to her and saying, look, work on your marriage, this is something else. I would add a little bit, as I said, that has it occurred to you, because when we lecture to people, they turn off in the same way your mom did, the same way you can hear people sometimes when I'm talking to them, you can hear them just shut down. So asking a question is usually a much better technique than making a statement. So I might say to her, have you thought about the fact that you pick somebody who essentially is unavailable? He's unavailable because of his age. He's unavailable because of his sexual orientation. And he's unavailable because you're married, which means that you can be free to, in the same way that Glenn was talking about the apocalypse, that's kind of what she's created. She's created this fantasy that allows her to indulge without really much consequence, except he defriended her. And is that such a word? And she's making everybody else uncomfortable. But she's also getting a vast amount of attention, which is what we call in psychology secondary gain. So saying to her, has it occurred to you that you've chosen this guy not accidentally, that there's a huge fantasy component, he's completely unavailable, and you're getting a huge amount of attention about it. So as your friend, what I would suggest is that you look at the fantasy and see what it is that you want that you're not getting. Because a gay man, 10 years your junior, who has no interest in the kind of relationship you're talking about, defines fantasy. I mean, you know, this is not something. And if he somehow decided that he was interested in you, you would probably faint and run away. So he's a safe fantasy. But and fantasies has some value. I listened to this woman on the air, and she says fantasies can give us a huge insight in the discrepancy between what we have and what we want. So I don't think you really want Jared. You may want somebody who pays attention to you, who is funny. But you're a married woman. So you need to decide, is there enough in this marriage for me to work on it and make it closer to what will make me happy? Or do I need to not be married? And then I can pursue, perhaps not Jared, because he has clearly no interest, and you're making him uncomfortable, and you're going to lose him as a friend. But is there something that would I prefer to be single and going and pursuing men that I think would pay more attention to me? But in the meantime, friend, I'm going to stop talking with you about this, because I don't want to reinforce negative behavior. That what I want to do, because I am your friend, is point out to you the value of fantasy. The first of all, it's a fantasy. The second of all, the value of fantasy, the difficulty of fantasy, how important your marriage is, because that's where your investment is. But and third of all, fourth of all, I'm not going to talk with you about this anymore, because I feel like part of what you're really asking for is attention. I'm saying my husband doesn't pay much attention to me. You've now cut off somebody who could have potentially been a friend. And I don't want to cut you off as a friend. And the only way I know how to do that is to say, I'm not going to talk with you about this anymore. So call Brown if you want to. She can help you with it. Maybe somebody else is willing to talk with you about it. But I don't want to reinforce what I think is really a very negative thing in your life. Because by dealing with the fantasy, you're not dealing with the reality. And reality, for better or for worse, is where we're going to have to make our stand. Where we're going to have the goodies or the not goodies. So number one, I think it's fantasy. Number two, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I'm not going to play anymore. Number three, that it's distracting you from the real work, which is, do you want your marriage or not? So I'm not going to play anymore. But know that I care about you. Here's Brown's phone number. And then I would make a deal that says, if you even mention him, I'm going to walk away, or it's going to cost you $20, or however you want to do it. But I would point out that you are her friend, that it is a fantasy, that it's a convenient, if painful, fantasy, and that she needs to look at that marriage, because that's the reality and what she wants or doesn't want. But in the meantime, you're not going to give her a huge amount of attention for indulging in this.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I'll play this back for her.
Oh, I'm going to be on her hit list. But yeah, I mean, and look, she's not the first or the last woman who's done this. I mean, it's why people have crushes on movie stars. It's why people fall in love with their bosses or their obstetricians or their lawyers, or why men have crushes on their secretaries. It's interesting that women pick men to fall in love with that have more power usually. Men pick women to fall in love with or to fantasize about who have less power. Again, I not necessarily making this a, you know, men as opposed to women, not opposed in a fighting way, but the differences between men and women, but I think there are some. But I just point out to her, fantasy, helpful, useful, marriage, not going to talk about anymore because the attention, I don't want to reinforce negative behavior.
Right. Okay. Wow, that sounds great. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Casper. And you know, the real apology that she's going to owe, which she's probably not going to do, and it may be really difficult for your gay friend, is that he got, I don't think she intentionally used him. I don't think it was anything conscious, but that's what happened, and I'm sure that's what he felt at some point, and that his any overtures of friendliness or kindness were going to be misinterpreted, and it put him in a very uncomfortable position. And I mean, she put you in an uncomfortable position, but you seem like you're. Of course, it's secondarily because all she is complaining to you as opposed to stalking you. But
right.
Good for you for sort of saying, look, I don't want to defriend you. I want to be there for you. I know this is difficult, but think about it. Think about it as opposed to just feel about it.
Right. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Casper. Thank you for your call, and thanks for being a good dude. I think, you know, we really do need friends in this life, even friends who tell us the truth when we don't want to hear it, maybe especially friends who tell us the truth when we don't want to hear it.
Right. Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you, Casper. Okay, well, we've gone to apocalypse to apocalyptic crushes, I guess. And you can see that, believe it or not, Trevor, you're going to applaud that transition, I'm sure. But there really is a segue between the two, because an apocalypse or an inappropriate love affair frees us, right? If it's fantasy, we don't have to play by the rules. But you know what? Unless the world ends, I've told the story before. The night before the Cuban Missile Crisis, I was trying to decide whether or not to study for my math test. And I figured, if the world ends, I don't want to be studying for math. And then I thought, if the world doesn't end, I'm going to wish it had if I don't study. So I studied. The world didn't end. I passed my math test. I know, practical. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.